All right. Well, we can't do an intro without fucking. All right. Fuck it. This is three guys, one mic. Part
Subject to
one.
change.
No, 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 no,
Subject
no,
to
no,
change.
no, no. Okay. This is three dudes, one mic. Episode one. Finding a better name for ourselves.
Is it episode one though? Like this is like episode three by now, right?
Okay.
No,
We
no,
have.
no. I don't
Okay.
know what
Here's the
episode
thing.
this is,
Here's the thing. We're gonna come out with a season of lost episodes. So stay
Oh my
tuned.
God.
This is
Okay.
officially.
You're getting
Officially
ahead of
episode
yourself,
one.
Travis. This is officially
Episode
episode
one.
one.
This is another FNF podcast lost episode. Here's a little taste of what's to come.
Nice.
See, this is why your father left you, dude, because you're always a fucker. Always been a fucker from the cradle to the womb. I mean, from
Cradle
the
to
womb
the
to the
womb.
cradle, whatever.
Yep, he was so disappointed in me, he just told my mother put it back.
And also this.
I think it'd be good, warm ups. Oh, shit. Fuck, I'm dead.
Yeah, that's right. Warm that voice up, Greg. Ah, shit, fuck. Let's get ready for a real fucking good fucking podcast,
Hey.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All that and more on this special Lost episode.
Making a name for ourselves.
We gotta make a name for ourselves.
And
All right.
all right, here's the thing, too. I'm gonna challenge myself. I'm gonna try as hard as I possibly can not to get this one demonetized.
Don't even try.
I know it's a push, but if we can get one non-demonetized video, maybe we could get a little bit of a foot in the door, and then I can get away with some stuff.
What are you doing, Leo?
Well,
God
here's
damn
the
it,
thing.
Leo.
Oh, Greg already
it.
Fucking failed us. You fucking son of a bitch. God
No,
damn
it's
it.
Leo. That's
No,
fucking
I
Leo.
called in a mortar.
Yeah, and you're blowing shit up. You fucking dunce.
What? I what? What are you gonna
fucking
say?
bullshit. I'm fucking out.
That's not.
I'm out. I'm fucking out. Yeah, but you didn't have to fucking alert every fucking buddy in the fucking province.
So what? They don't know
yeah,
me.
They did.
Fuck. Peace.
As long as they don't know your name.
What is our new name? What are we going to change our name to?
Trying to think of some good not having a dad jokes.
God damn it, Travis. What the fuck
what?
Are you doing?
I'm trying to
that was
fight
a
someone.
Lieutenant. That was a
Oh.
lieutenant, Travis.
Well,
God
I
damn it.
apologize. I didn't think we'd be able to grab him in the middle of a
Fucking
fucking
dead.
shit storm.
I'm gonna fucking die. I'm gonna fucking die, aren't I?
Well, see, this is see, this, see, see. When we're not talking, this is just a lot more editing for me to do. So,
I know, right? All right, okay. Name ideas for podcast names.
Well, first
Actually,
off, I think maybe it should be like
stupidly stupendous.
Nah.
No.
Autism awakened.
Nah. We can't have a name that's gonna demonetize us. We're gonna.
Dancing daffodils. What about that?
No,
that's somehow even gayer than three dudes, one mic.
Says the guy who came up with the name, dude. Three dudes, one mic. All
yeah,
right, so my gun glitched out. I can't function.
Yeah, my game glitched out too.
No, what? I just my gun's poking out of my chest.
Oh, what the hell? okay. Maybe we should start this podcast over until we have a name.
I think it'd be good. I think it'd be good. Warm ups. Oh shit! Fuck! I'm dead.
Yeah, that's right. Warm that voice up, Greg. Ah, shit, fuck. Let's get ready for a real fucking good fucking podcast,
Hey.
Motherfuckers.
What are these? It's like, oh, I'm
fucking bullshit.
God damn it. Get back in there. All right, what is your biggest regret about high school?
Oof.
Wait, are we live?
Yeah, we're live, nigga. What are you talking about?
I thought we were like restarting.
Yeah,
I'm not. This is all it. This is in.
I thought we were trying to come up with a name first, though.
Here, we've already done like five episodes with no name.
Maybe that's our podcast name.
Yeah,
no name.
The boys with no names.
What
or
about
no
the unnamed podcast?
I feel like that's a little too generic. Yeah,
podcast
UPO.
UPO?
Yep.
Where's the O from?
Unidentified podcast of, I don't know, fuck it.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I thought. The unidentified podcast. I kind of like that. That's pretty good. That sounds
yeah.
all right. Yeah, I'm liking that. The unidentified podcast.
Unidentified podcast.
I think that could work. I mean, at least for now, we could. Yeah, that works. I like that. I could make a logo online.
All right.
I don't
start
know.
Us
I,
up.
I, maybe
well,
it should be
he,
like.
Here's the thing. We could run that as a name at first until we come up with a better one. And that will be part of our shtick, our intro. It's like, what's up, guys? It's Unidentified Podcast. Still don't have a good name yet. You know,
if you
maybe,
guys like the name, let us know. If you don't like the name, then we'll kill ourselves.
Give us some options. You know, suicide is one of them. I know that's probably what you guys are mentioning, but
as our great friend XXX Tentacion once said, suicide is
left. Why do they nerf the semi-auto rifles in this game?
Yo, dude, why is your TV so damn loud?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was his every shot he made, I could hear it from a mile away.
It says, wow,
through these Leo, headphones, I all I hear is your voices. So,
Leo, you've seen my new TV, right?
The one, yeah, the big one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. What's hella funny is the volume I had it turned up to was like 30. That's not even loud.
No, yeah, all the TVs that are big, like the one that we have in the living room, at 35, it sounds like you're murdering a child.
Yeah.
And then and the one it's in my like, room, if you turn anything in past 21, it just sounds hella loud and muffled.
All right, so are we going to start over an intro so we can do an intro?
Do it now. Oh, do it now. Go.
FNF podcast episode whatever the fuck. Take number 554. Set B. Action.
What's up, guys? This is Unidentified Podcast here. Still with, you know, without a good, decent name. So that's what we're going to call ourselves until we figure shit out or we die off or you guys decide we're no good for this world and that we should just kill ourselves, which is probably exactly what's going to happen. So, you know, leave a like and a thumbs up if you want us to keep going and a thumbs down if you want us to just end it all right now.
Right now? What do you mean right now? Doesn't the episode have to go up first for them to like vote if they want to live or not?
I'll come back and check the likes, and then it will be updated. I'll make a video on it. So, oh yeah, we got more dislikes than likes. So here's a video of me shooting myself.
We're gonna kill ourselves, freaking. What is it, ISIS style?
Yeah, it's like Logan Paul doesn't have balls. He wouldn't make a video of him hanging himself.
he's not Robin Williams, you know.
Fuck.
You know what the worst thing about Robin Williams dying was is that for one, it was the day before my birthday, so I got the news the day we were celebrating my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then for two, I made a joke about his death not even 2 days later in class.
Fuck.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad, but like it was really funny. I just couldn't help myself. And then everyone in my class was like, "Leo, why'd you do that?" I'm like, "It was funny." They're like, "Yeah, but it should have at least waited like 3 days." I was like, "Well,
3 days, yeah." And that's the waiting period on dead people jokes.
Oh yeah, it is. It definitely is 3 days.
Yep.
The thing was is like, did they wait 3 days to make the Twin Towers collapse? No, they didn't.
Fuck.
Wow.
Hey, dude, we're going all in on this episode. It's our first one. Our people got to know what we're going to talk about.
All right.
That's the episode title. Then, it's going all in.
Going all in with Elon Musk. Have you ever had DPS? Oh, man. Dude, what if we become big enough that we can call Elon Musk and he'd be like, "Yeah, I'll be on your podcast." That would make me so happy. Musk decided to come on our podcast,
I would make a video of shooting myself just out of pure happiness. Yo, how is this helicopter still flying with no one in it?
Because I landed it on top of the wall.
I can't get off.
He landed on top of the wall.
Yeah, just like shit. Donald Trump said, build a wall for the helicopters to stand on.
If we build it, they will not come.
If we build it, they won't come because they'll look at my daughter Ivanka. If I build it, she will come because I will make her.
All right, just a quick disclaimer here, guys. I'm like the only genuinely white person in the group.
What do you mean genuinely white? I'm not white at all.
Wait a minute.
I mean, actually, like, you know what? Here's the thing. When they asked me to sign, when they asked me to sign the questionnaire, and they're like, "Are you? What race are you?" I have to file white because they don't have one for Mexican or something like that. Like, I'm not black. I'm not Native American. I'm not Indian, and I'm not like Caucasian. Leo. What?
Hold up. Get back over.
Get back what? What?
How is this thing standing perfectly still on top of this wall?
Because I'm a goddamn the best pilot ever.
Explain to me how physics makes this work.
Because I'm the best pilot ever. I just explained it to you.
This is fucking bullshit.
I was just about to throw a frag at it too. Oh well.
It's still standing.
I told you I'm the best pilot ever made.
What is this shit? Oh.
Anyway. All
right. So back to what so I was saying about.
When I fill out a questionnaire, I have to file white because they have white, black, Indian, or Native American. And I'm not none of the others, so I have to file white, even though I'm not.
They didn't have a Hispanic?
No. That's for your okay, for race, they have Hispanic. For ethnicity, you have to do white.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? That doesn't make sense to me. They have Asian, Indian, Native American, and African American, but they don't have, like, Mexican. I guess it's not an ethnicity. Look, white.
We just know if you're a Mexican in California, you're white. Just simple as that. Because you know why? No. We got a wall up. There's no way, you know, regular Mexicans would get over.
It's just dumb though. Like, I asked them one time, I was like, well, I'm Mexican, what do I put? They're like, just put white. I'm like, but I'm not white. They're like,
yeah,
but you can't really be black or Indian.
That's
or
too damn bad.
I was like, okay, fine. So for race, I have to put Hispanic / Latino, and then ethnicity is white.
All right. Oh, what the
good fuck? Job. Good job.
Nice.
See, this is why your father left you, dude, because you're always a always been a fucker from the cradle to the womb.
From the womb to the
cradle, whatever.
Yep, he was so disappointed in me, he just told my mother, put it back. Put it back.
He was waiting in the infirmary, and he was like, nope, put it back in. I want it in. Yeah. The doctor's like, we can't physically do that. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I want it back in.
Put that little motherfucker back.
It was like Chris D'Elia. He goes, if your baby can't come... If babies can't come out of the womb cooking a fucking sandwich for themselves, put it back in until it's ready.
Travis, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what the hell?
God damn it, Travis.
I'm getting a supply drop over here.
Bitch, I called the helicopter so that we could go do that stupid mission that you signed up for.
Hell no,
I didn't
we're not
sign up
that.
For it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
No, I just wanted the skill points there. I got them. We're out.
No, the fucking Operation Silent Spade or whatever.
I didn't mark that. That was marked as soon as I got in the game. No, I didn't.
Bullshit. Somebody did.
I swear to God, I didn't. Fucking Leo's laughing over there. Fucker. Fucking bitch ass.
Fucking retarded.
It's not the all-in. It's not the all-in episode. The episode's called Fuck You, Travis.
It wasn't fucking
it
me.
It really is. From the beginning, all day you've been lying. I was like, hey, you want to play? Fine, I'm making fine. A fucking fire pit. And then you're playing Call of Duty Warfare or whatever.
All right, we'll fucking rip Travis a new one in this one.
Yeah, this is the episode. Travis's asshole is getting departed. That's what it's called.
Fuck it.
Physical sodomy of the ass.
I'm the whitest one here. We might as well just get it over with now. Fucking. Let's
Wait,
roast
are
this
you the
white.
Whitest one though, because although okay, I'm full Mexican, but my skin is white as fuck.
I'm talking like genealogy wise.
You don't even know that though. Like we don't have the 23andMe or whatever the my 42.
That's true. I don't know who my grandfather is on my mom's side.
You could be, for all we know, you could be Hitler's fucking granddaddy.
Granddaddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hitler 2055. Fucking.
Hey, at the way the world is going right now, surprise that there's another Hitler in the womb right now.
We just got to
give it another
30
years. We'll find out for sure. Oh, let's take these guys out. They look like they beat women. Like,
God damn it.
Back at it again with his bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm never going to drop that.
No, you're supposed to be bashing on Travis, not me.
No, I'm sorry. Hey.
And it's all fair in love and war, and this is pretty much war, dude.
Wow.
All right, y'all got to pick on me now, because now I feel like a bully. I don't know, do something.
Nah, because you asked for it.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
And now we can't come up with quality content if you're like, yo, roast me.
Well, it's because you guys never roast me. You guys don't. You guys never think of anything funny to say.
We're sorry. I guess we're just genuine, unfunny people. Oh. That's what the podcast title should be. It's like, oh yeah, Leo's the only funny one. We're just filler content. That, you know what? It's called
Leo and his friends. That's the name of the podcast.
That's our fucking podcast name. Funny guy and filler content.
Funny guy and fillers. I like that.
Funny and filler.
Fillers.
FNF.
That's Funny and Filler.
That's the fucking name right there.
It's the Funny and Filler.
We found the name for the podcast. It's Funny Guy and Filler.
I'm so happy to finally fucking say it, guys. We have a fucking name for ourselves. FNF, Funny and Fillers. And guess what? I'm not the fucking funny. Nope, neither is the wife beater. It's the fucking goddamn Mexican.
Travis?
Wait. That whole sentence was completely...
Did he call me a wife beater? Oh, incorrect. Man.
Incorrect, my bad. What the hell?
Can we get an instant replay?
We're FNF, Funny and Fillers, and guess what? I'm not the fucking funny. Nope, neither is the wife beater. It's the fucking goddamn Mexican.
Wait, I'm just going to say it. What? Okay, first of all, why did you think you were the guy just because you're white? Second of all, we've already discussed that he's a wife beater. Why have we got to go over that again? Thirdly, why did you say the goddamn Mexican? Like, whoa, what's the hostility here, man?
Okay, first off... I didn't say I was supposed to be the funny one. I said, guess what? I'm not the funny one.
No. The way you said it, though, was like, guess what? I'm not the funny one.
Greg, you got my
side.
Exactly
how you said it.
The funny one would probably be the one making the intro, right?
Travis, go fuck yourself.
No,
you
anyone
white.
Can do the intro. What are you talking about?
Fuck you, Travis.
Have you seen any of the Sleepy Cabin podcast or the official podcast? They always switch it up. They never do the same thing. Oh, right, all the way shout out to those podcasts and the Tiny Meat Gang podcast and H3H3 podcast.
Tiny Meat.
They always switch up they don't always have to do the same thing. They're not you. Like they actually can be original for every now and then.
See. That is why the podcast is called Funny and Filler Content, people. I am just filler content, as per usual. You know what? I shouldn't even have jumped out of this helicopter. I should have just gone down with the fucking ship. You know what?
Yeah, you should have gone down with the ship like Michael J. Fox.
Hey, Greg.
What?
Yo, what the fuck? Why you gotta bash Michael J.?
No, I love Michael J. Fox. What are you talking about?
What do you mean, gone down with the ship like Michael J.? Is that a Parkinson's joke, Leo?
I would have said you would have gone down with it, dude.
Are you saying Michael J. crashed the fucking ship, dude?
Because of his shaky ass hands, probably. How do you expect me not to make fun of it at least once? Come on.
We're sorry, Michael J. We really love you.
Yeah, I really love Michael J. Fox. He's a good guy.
I loved you in that episode of Curb.
I loved it when you had your show and then it got those people thought you were bullying you. Did you guys ever see that show, the Michael J. Fox show?
Was it the Michael J. Fox show or was it Spin City?
No, he had his own show like 4 years ago or something. It was called the Michael J. Fox show. It was hella fun. And there's this one that became a meme, one of the episodes, because he was like, I'm going to cook my family breakfast. And so he was cooking his family breakfast. And as they came down, he was going to all serve them all orange juice. And they're like, Dad, we got this. He goes, no, it's okay. I'm going to treat you guys to something fancy. Like, I'm going to treat you guys myself. And he, you know, because he's super shaky now.
Yeah.
He was grabbing all the glasses and putting them on the counter. And then he had the orange juice in his hand and he kept spilling everything and getting like only a third of it into the actual cup. And his family was like, please, Dad, stop. It's okay. We got this. He goes, no, I can do it. And it was super like, it was hilarious. But at the same time, I was like, God damn it.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know what? Now I feel like if we do make any money off of it, we need to like donate to the Parkinson's cause.
Yeah.
Just
That's gonna be the thing, guys. All right. This episode, any money we make off of this episode from now and forevermore hereafter, we're gonna donate it to the Parkinson's fund. I promise. We don't make any money anyway, so it's not like we're really losing anything.
And honestly, if we did, it probably wouldn't be that much.
Yeah, it'd probably be like $50 more. But you know, any dollar helps Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So that's the funny and filler promise.
FNF approved. We're FNF and we approve this message.
We're FNF. We sound like a really crappy like boy band from 1999.
FNF. Goddamn right.
We're here to F your mom.
Too much.
What? That was too much.
Much?
That was too much. Not making fun of Michael J. Fox for like one split second. Which, by the way, I didn't make him. He made fun of himself, and I like that because he has a sense of humor.
That's true. This is true.
He wrote that show. He wrote it for himself, so he knows.
It's just like everyone that appears on an episode of Curb. It's like, you know you're going to fucking get hard. Hit.
Oh, yeah.
Hit hard.
Get hard. They're going to get hard?
Yes.
Like, wait. Are we talking Bruce Willis or like Mia Khalifa?
Well, Die Hard is Bruce Willis. And I don't know about, well, yeah, Mia Khalifa makes sense, but Bruce Willis doesn't. That's Die Hard.
You know what? I don't give a damn. I don't know what there's. I know that there's a movie called Get Hard. Oh, yeah, isn't that the one with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Yep. That's
that movie was so bad, dude. That movie was bad. I remember I was like, this movie's probably going to be.
I'm trying to remember if I saw that.
Well, you would know if you saw it because there was a scene where Kevin Hart or Will Ferrell almost blew a guy in the back of a freaking restaurant.
I don't remember that part.
Well, there you go. You probably haven't seen it.
Why would you do that? You bastard.
What? At least I was honest when I wanted you dead, except I'm like your mother who was trying to get you aborted.
Whoa. Except for my mom. It was my Jewish grandma.
Okay. Why do you always have to bring up that she's Jewish every time you tell that story, man?
Because she was. She was very Jewish.
Well, so what? You don't always... You don't always hear me when I'm talking about, it's like, oh, my Mexican mom.
No.
Ooh, well, my Mexican mom.
I'm just saying, she wasn't really my grandma. She was my step-grandma, I guess. But, yeah,
you can't say my Jewish step-grandma.
All right.
I feel like that's even nicer.
Okay. My Jewish step-grandmother wanted me aborted because I was a bastard child, and they didn't like that.
Yeah.
Travis, no.
No, I guarantee you it's a fucking thing.
Well, see, here's the thing. My grandma, it was my grandma. The lady that took care of me that was old and bald and tried to cover her baldness with a freaking flannel or what are those little cards? With a bandana.
A flannel.
She used to wear
a flannel shirt.
On her. Yeah, just a huge hanging by her head. No, she would beat me with a ruler on the hand. Because I was born left-handed, and so she would beat me with a ruler until I became right-handed, because she said it was the devil's work or whatever. I don't know, something about the devil. And I distinctly remember this old lady, because I hope she's dead now. I haven't heard anything from her.
Hold up. How is that somehow better than me saying my Jewish grandma wanted me aborted?
What specifically?
Well, when you're like, why you got to bring up the fact that she's Jewish? I was like, that's just a clear fact. This is a very Jewish family, and they wanted me aborted.
Okay, but what was the problem with my story?
Well, why'd you react like that? And then all of a sudden, I really hope this woman's dead.
Because I really do hope this woman's dead. I was just yanking your leg. I didn't think you'd get that defensive about it. I'm so sorry that you got completely irrationally offended by what I said. I was just trying to, like, you know, I was trying to banter. I was trying to make it up for the audience. But now you're making me look like a dick. So I apologize, sir.
All right. Apology accepted.
All right. Back to the news. Donald Trump, alive or dead?
I'm not going to talk politics here, man.
Yeah,
that's, are we not going to talk politics good. Ever? Maybe not our first podcast. Nah, maybe later on.
Here's the thing. Everyone's allowed to view, and I feel like in the recent political fucking storm or whatever.
Political climate.
Political climate. But it's all been one big fucking mess. But I feel like people, far too many people, like... pull from, you know, people they hear on podcasts or radio or whatever, and they don't form their own opinion. They don't do the research. They're just like, oh, he said this.
Are you specifically talking about, like, what's his name? Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Or J. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah, no, like, exactly. It's like, hey, no, the frogs are fucking gay, dude. Alex Jones said it, so it must be fucking
They're turning
true.
The freaking frogs gay. I turning heard it from Alex
freaking
Jones.
Frogs gay. He left knows me like my father. About.
That man has a podcast.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I don't know. The only person who I know has the best podcast is J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
J. Jonah Jameson has the best podcast, because he would literally call his guests in and be like, all right, what do you think about Spider-Man? And they're like, I like him. And he's like, ah, you're gay. Goodbye. That was about it.
You menace.
He's like, Spider-Man saved kids from an orphanage that was burning down. So that means he hates abortion. He would just say something.
That means he's a pedophile. He grabbed them from their beds in the middle of the night.
That's exactly how it goes. like Spider-Man. Wait. Spider-Man saves old lady from fire. And that makes him into old ladies and he wants their money. He's a gold. Me.
That fucking voice is killing me.
What? Wait, what happened? What'd you say? Travis.
Travis. I think we're losing Travis.
We lost. We lost, and he actually committed suicide at this time. No, I'm actually, what happened? What happened? They will not kill me today. Hell no.
Hell no. Oh, shit. No, Leo, turn back. Turn back. No, Leo, turn back. Turn back. Shit, no, Leo. God damn it, right. Leo.
Well, while we figure out what's going on with Travis, wow. How was your day, Greg?
It was good. How was yours?
That's pretty good, you know. Just did some homework for a French class.
Yeah.
Tried not to beat any women today.
Fuck you. I'm gonna leave, dude. I'm gonna fucking hang up, dude.
No, you can't. We gotta wait for Travis.
No, fuck Travis. He's the one who brought it up. Fuck you guys.
He's not the one who brought it up. You brought it up.
No, he brought it up.
Today or yesterday?
Because they're assholes. Because they're assholes.
Wait, what are we doing here?
We're doing the mission, Doug.
Oh, are we going to do it?
I'm doing it.
The same one that took us 5 years?
Yeah.
All right.
Just don't fuck up.
All right. Well, I believe we can do it, but we don't know what happened to Travis.
That's the issue.
You know what? We're gonna.
That's it. I gotta find a kid named Michael. hitting up Facebook right now.
I bet you can't. I bet you can't. Actually, you know what? I'm on my computer. Let me look up.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No! No! What? No! 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 Oh no!
Wait, how are we spelling you Michael?
Guys.
Just like no. Michael, but with the okay. Wait. We have a Mr. Michael Jackson.
Michael? What the hell is Michael?
Gamer moment coming right up. I feel it.
You guys, there's a meme. Snake is short for snake.
All right, what do you think about Spider-Man? And they're like, I like him. And he's like, ah, you're gay. Goodbye.